Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, there's been a lot of attention given to either plant-based or lab-grown protein alternatives. With all that in the marketplace right now, what is the strategy for the Beef Checkoff when it comes to beef being raised by cattle producers out on the farm or ranch?
So regarding consumer attitudes about meat alternatives, Checkoff-funded meat market research has found that consumers consider beef one of the very best sources of protein, actually the best source, and plant-based and lab-grown alternatives are ranked much lower.
And the Beef Checkoff is committed to delivering to consumers a great positive message about beef.
The Beef Checkoff on a state and national level is leveraging the iconic Checkoff-funded Beef It's What's for Dinner brand to tell the story of real beef, and the people who produce it. And we believe these efforts showcase unique attributes of beef to distinguish them from all other protein choices.
Learn more by going to oklabeef.org and click on Cattleman's Corner.
Live cattle futures today were slightly higher in a fairly quiet trading day. Live cattle finished 37 higher at 114.17 in October. Tomorrow is the first notice day, so we'll see if we have any deliveries against that 114 number. Last week, the market, cash market, was 111 to 112 with what seemed like the most of the market at around 111 trade, which was steady on the week over week. Box beef at midday was slightly lower at 203.06 on choice. Select was 191.90. Now, beef packer margins are estimated to be somewhere around a positive $142 a head. Pork margins somewhere around $22 a head. Beef production here in the United States still at record levels here, about 12.6 million. Last time it was this high was back in 2002, which was about 12.42. And that's beef and veal production here in the United States. Our export market has been pretty robust as well. The exports currently are somewhere around 1.372 million pounds, with the largest destination being Japan and then South Korea. Accumulated export sales here in the beef are about 633,000 metric tons, 15% higher than where we were last year. And even you got to go all the way back to about 2012 where we were at these same levels. But we're having a really good export year.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. The 23rd annual Big Event Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches coming up on the 16th, 17th of August at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 females will sell over the 2 days with some of the best Angus genetics available anywhere. You can attend the sale in person or be an absentee buyer as it'll be available on both SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv. Express Ranches Big Event. More details at ExpressRanches.com.
Today's grain futures were mixed here. The wheats were both lower, 6 to 8 lower in the Kansas City and Chicago wheat. Soybeans were unchanged and corn was about a penny to a penny and a half lower. This Thursday, we've got the USDA production and in world and U.S. ending stocks. Corn production looks like they're going to raise the yield to 181.8 bushels per acre, and September is 181.3. And that put total output of 14.872. Last month it was 14.827, so slightly higher and larger corn crop. Beans also about a half bushel larger at 53.3 bushels per acre and 4.733 billion bushels. So corn and beans look like they're going to be very big crops. Of course, the rainfall and the accumulated soggy conditions here have harvest almost completely to a halt. It looks like this week's going to continue to bring some rain. The other part of that is U.S. and world ending stocks, which it looks like wheat and corn and beans are all going to be a little bit higher in the world level. On the U.S., wheat's 950 million, corn 1.919, and beans 898. So this big crop just continues to get larger as we go forward. And outside markets, we had a pretty volatile day in the stock market. It's sold off a lot and has since come back. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.